Is it okay for a woman to not want to date a shorter man? Is the term short king actually a bit of a veiled insult in a way? And is there a double standard when it comes to men's dating preferences versus women's? We'll be discussing all this and more on today's episode of Borderline Inappropriate
with Merle and Aria.
Yes. Welcome on in, everyone. Thank you so much for being here with us and tuning on in for what should be, should be yet another fun and informative episode here on the podcast.
We're experts.
Well,
we're experts. We're professionals.
I mean, can't legally claim that, I don't think. But in this case, kind of, because this topic is a very interesting one for us to be discussing, because obviously Merle is taller than me, and so that dynamic has been a part of our relationship.
Don't tell people.
I would keep it a secret. Sometimes I wear my heels under my shoes, mm-hmm. so I'm taller than her. I don't. That said, yes, here on this podcast, if you are new on Borderline Inappropriate, each week, Merle and I, we dive into taboo topics, uncomfortable conversations, but these
borderline
are
borderline inappropriate ones.
Yes, as the name says, these are borderline inappropriate conversations that we'd like to share with all of you in the community.
If you're a little sicko freak like we are and you don't want to talk to your friends about it, you can come here and listen to us talk about it.
Don't tell your parents or invite them into the conversation. You know, maybe they have something they can learn too. You know, maybe they'll unveil some of their dark secrets.
Maybe you don't want to invite them then.
Yeah, maybe not.
Or maybe you do. I don't know. I don't know you.
Well, today's episode, like I said, it's one that Merle and I have experience in, considering, you know, that dynamic plays a part in our relationship and other people's perceptions of our relationship too. You know, I think we've had many people love it. People that are in similar relationships where the man is shorter than the woman.
Representation.
I will say we haven't really had too much backlash for it. In general, I don't think we've really had backlash in the sense that anyone's ever felt like, oh, he doesn't deserve her because he's shorter than her or...
No.
In general, not so much either.
No. People are pretty supportive.
People have been very supportive. So we thank you all that have been supportive from the start. That said, there is still a stigma, I think, around...
I love how we're saying super supportive. Like we have like some like crazy... quality that people shouldn't be supportive of.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for supporting us in our open obsession with eating.
You know, like, she started somewhere.
I started somewhere and I got lost.
Like human flesh. I don't know. You started it.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, you get what I'm saying.
It shouldn't be that big of a deal, but it is that big of a deal. And I guess that segues right into what we usually start off the episodes with, which is talking about why is it taboo? The conversation around height. And yeah, there is a stigma around men's heights in general, I would say. I mean, women too. There are definitely, I think growing up, you said you also felt insecure about the fact that you were taller than most other women and or girls, I guess.
Yes, I did. I was scared.
Were you?
Yeah, I was scared. I like actually think I did permanent damage to like my joints in the right hip.
How?
Shrinking myself.
Oh, like you just like would compress your
by
body
leaning
a little bit?
On my right hip. I think it's like forever fucked because of that, because I could actually lose like 3 inches if I did that. So I would do that so I looked shorter.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, I do know you've actually had hip issues. I didn't know that was partially or potentially the main reason why.
Yeah, what a stupid reason.
Well, it's interesting. I guess at what point did you feel like, okay, that you embraced, at what point did you embrace your height?
College.
Is that, you've talked about it in another episode recently, but college is kind of when Merle embraced her beauty and really...
college is when I filled out and flew out of the nest.
And so that's when you you appreciated your height, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there was just more people around, you know what I mean? It's like in high school, there were less guys that had finished puberty.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones that were taller... I'm pretty tall. I'm almost 6 feet. So, you know, there's a limited pool to begin with. And then you have to also like the person. So it's a limited pool.
Oh, I see what you mean.
In high school.
And of course, especially in high school, I'm sure boys are more insecure about dating someone.
For sure. There's also that. They also have to like me.
Yeah. Because there's a degree of insecurity outside of high school, for sure, for some men that don't want to date someone taller than them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure in high school, you know, where things... all sorts of insecurities come into play.
High school's a weird time. Mm-hmm. But whatever. In college, I feel like was the time that... But then I actually went on to just date people that were my height, pretty much.
Yeah. Would you say I'm the shortest long-term relationship you've had?
For sure.
Oh, wow. And so just so everyone's clear, my height, I'm 5'8", which I think is about average for the U.S., but definitely still shorter than Merle. And so that's... And shorter than in some places around the world, taller than in others. But I know like if I were in Denmark, whoa...
We're going to be soon.
Yes, we'll be in Denmark. Potentially
probably when you're listening to this.
Listening to this, we're taping this before we go to Denmark. And so.
And Arya's going to be.
Looking up at the Vikings. But I'll still look cooler than them with all my tattoos.
He's going to wear.
Well, I can't wear tattoos. It's January. So you're going to wear
your platform Tom Ford. That's not what they're called. My Doc Martin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there are some. I do have a pair of platform Doc Martin boots. They just look cool and they do. They add some height, but they just look cool too. They make me look like I'm a.
You know, hard rocker.
But yeah, I think I personally I've never felt too insecure about my height. I think I remember, you know, when I was on dating apps back in the day, when I was like on Tinder, first getting on Tinder and Hinge, and you would have to kind of, I don't think Tinder, you list your height, but I know Hinge, you list your height. I'm not too
sure.
That's
interesting.
And I remember.
It's interesting either way, if you would or you wouldn't.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It is. I listed it, but I do remember thinking to myself, is that going to hinder me from getting more matches?
But are you going to trick someone?
I was never going to trick. I was either that or I don't put it at all.
If you don't put it at all, I think everybody knows.
That's true. I mean, that's true. I mean, I was still in college at the time, but yeah.
I mean, ideally you want someone who's not going to have that be such a big deal to them.
I think I do remember putting it on there. I was like, they may as well. See, I say that they may as well know now as if it's
like
some...
You have like a third arm or something.
Yeah, exactly. But to a degree, there is kind of that, you know...
It's an American thing. Well, it's a European thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I guess we can't really speak geographically as to why, like, height. Maybe it's a... I mean, it could be just a...
Western standards.
But it could also be in the East, too. I mean, in the East, I can't say
maybe
that...
Maybe it's everywhere, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't say that.
I just see it in Tall, Dark, and Handsome on Love Island.
Oh, they do say that a lot. Yeah, Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
And then out here in these sticks, people feel the same way. I mean, a lot of the time. I've had conversations with friends where it's like, when they're single, they'll be like, I want someone that's at least... 6 feet. And I'm like, you're 5'3". Why do you give a fuck? Why do you care, lady? People that are so much shorter than me would care more about somebody's height than I would. I'm like, first of all, if you're looking for someone taller than you, you have such a larger
pool
to pull from. Why the hell are you going for the fucking tree boys?
The tree. I've never heard anyone describe them as tree boys, but yeah. But anyways, my point is that's the only time I've really felt insecure or even thought about it was on dating apps, because I thought already the fact that I'm Asian, which statistically has been proven that Asian men and black women are the least likely to get swiped on. Thank you for the comforting stroke. If you're not watching the podcast, don't give me a comforting stroke as if I'm still plagued by this issue on my dating apps. But I appreciate that. That said, yeah, I thought maybe I was like, already I'm gonna have a hard time as an Asian man on these apps. Am I really going to throw a height problem into it? But I still did, because I figured, you know, like if someone is not going to want to be with me because of my height, they may as well know now before we waste time going on the date. And they're like, God damn. I thought he was gonna be 6 feet, and again, 5'8", average height. But you know, some people, you know, those are the standards. But
it's like 30 is like a sensitive number for people to turn 30. Mm-hmm. 6 feet is a sensitive number for people when it comes to men's height.
Have you seen those TikToks where maybe it's just on my feed? They're very fun to watch. But there's this guy. He just goes around with a measuring tape. And
I've seen them.
For anyone who hasn't seen them, he goes around to like gym, anywhere, the boardwalk, whatever. And he asks guys what their height is. They say their height, and then he measures them and asks if he measured them. And a lot of people lie about their height.
They're all fake.
What do you mean they're fake?
They're staged. Who in their right mind is going to be shorter than 6, whatever they say they are, and then let somebody measure them?
I'm always quick to call out like staged content. There's so much of it online, but that stuff I can believe. I can totally believe.
What do they think is going to happen? Do they think they're going to grow in 1 second?
Well, the thing is, when they give their first height, they don't know if he has a measuring tape.
Right, but then why would they agree to let him?
Oh, because then they're put on the spot. Maybe it is, but either way, the point is people lie about their height all the time. I mean, on dating, I mean, it's the thing. I was genuine about my height, but there are many people. You hear stories about women being like, this guy said on the dating app, he's 6 feet. What are you expecting
is going to happen? That's all I want to know. You know,
that's true. Like, what does the guy think? Like, she's going to...
Unless you're going to kidnap her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think maybe some guys feel like, okay, I'm going to list it as 6 feet, but then I'm going to woo her enough in the chat that the height eventually won't matter.
Let me tell you.
And maybe it shouldn't matter the height, but that's already getting things off on the wrong foot if you're lying about anything.
And also, if you think the person's dumb enough, they're like not going to notice.
I mean, I kind of get, okay, I will say I know some guys that are like 5'11", will say they're 6 feet.
That's fine.
Sure.
That's,
all right, if you're 5'11", feel free to lie and say you're 6 feet.
But same goes if you're 5'6", and you're like, I'm 5'7". Like, okay.
I can start saying I'm 5'9 then. I guess. But yeah,
I think you're already creeping up from 5'7 and a half.
No, I might be 5'7 and a half. I'm not too sure.
It doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. You're shorter than me. I feel like it really boils down to you're shorter than me, you're my height, or you're taller than me.
Yeah. That's true. And the thing is,
what a profound thing to say. That's the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. We just throw things out there. Something sticks. Sometimes Merle will say something inspirational.
Sometimes I say things like that.
Yeah. But that's life. And you know, it's raw, unedited, although the podcast is edited to an extent. And we love our editors. Thank you, editor.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That said, yeah, for me personally, I don't think height has played a big part. I've dated multiple women taller than me. And when I say taller than me, like your height, because that is tall.
You're strong of heart and strong of confidence.
What can I say? I just love a tall woman.
Strong of wing.
I guess I just don't really put much stock into it. And to a degree, I think it's kind of cool to be out with someone taller than you. It's like, ooh, that's a cool.
The tall boys, a lot of the tall boys don't want, the tree boys don't want tall women.
Really?
There's something about, thing where like really tall men like having really small women and really small women like having really tall men. I've heard, rumor has it, that that's a thing. I mean, not rumor, I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like basketball players, it's like Shaq and
Well, everyone's
hoops.
Always gonna be smaller than most basketball players.
Okay,
but, yeah.
but like they're not dating like supermodels. Like mm-hmm. they're not dating people, or not even supermodels. They're not dating people over 6 feet. Like someone who's 6'11" could date a woman that's 6'3" or 6'6".
Yeah. To be fair, there are
very few.
Very few.
But like they could, you know what I'm saying? They still, I feel like, often tend to go for women that are like 5'5" and less.
Mm. Wait, was that how you said?
5'5" and less.
5'5" and less. I thought you said 5 feet and less. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound right.
No. I'm just saying, I think it's a thing.
No, I think I've heard that. I've heard about guys that want, a woman 5'5" or less, tall guys, that is.
And as a generalization, I'm obviously not talking about everybody out there. I'm not talking about every tall guy. I'm not talking about every shorter woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Duh. I'm just saying there is a phenomenon that exists out there.
Yeah,
that I've noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting. That's why it's a very interesting conversation. I think any sort of like topic around dating and relationships is very fascinating to me, because I think I like taking a little peek into people's minds.
Well, let's think about
tick.
Me too. Let's think about the couples we know and see if they're all.
Oh, you mean personally know or celebrity? Because there are celebrity both. Couples. But let's go personally. I don't know very many couples in that.
I don't know if I know any couples personally where the woman is taller than the man. Although my best friend Molly is the same height roughly as her husband. Maybe like an inch shorter or something.
That I'm not too sure about. And I mean, are we counting like queer relationships in
yes.
this?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, that's another thing. Queer relationships, it tends to be less of a thing, but I think it really depends, like, person by person. I think, in general, height is... It's height privilege is a mm-hmm. thing, right?
Yeah, height privilege is definitely a thing.
So, across the board, it's probably just some primitive thing from back in the cave people days.
I think that makes... Well, it makes sense, because I think that there is probably, for women that want a taller man, there's that level of, you know, he can protect me. He, you know, I feel safer around him. There's that element to it. So, that definitely probably
comes
from...
That's legit. I mean, that's legitimate.
Sure, yeah. But
if you're like in an, I mean, if you're in an alley, although you know martial arts.
That's what I was going to say. You know, there are some like 5'5 guys that know jiu-jitsu that I think can take down like a 6'7", like
true.
Giant, you know.
True.
But sure. I mean, it's not, but for the most part, you know, you would assume that this bigger guy is going to be a bit more, you know, able to protect you better than a smaller guy.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how many times you're in those situations. I don't know.
Yeah, but sure. But I guess it speaks to the primitive thing you were talking about that you know, survival of the fittest, kind of like just like that inherent part of our biology that kind of wants to be in a safe place. So maybe there's that part of it, but I wonder if modern day society is culture, like we do see celebrities now, celebrity couples where the woman is taller than the man, not too many, but there are still examples. And I'm wondering if there's more of a shift in that regard.
Maybe. I guess so. Like Tom Holland and Zendaya, I guess.
Yeah, they're probably the most famous example, modern day example, that is. Nicole Kidman, of course, is with Keith Urban. She's taller than him. And I mean, there are a few. And prior to their divorce, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas? One of the Jonas.
I have no idea. I don't know who's who.
But yeah, so she was taller than him. But I guess they're still like, for the most part, it's still not the majority of relationships.
I wonder if that was different like 300, 400 years ago.
What do you mean?
Like, I wonder if height was as much of a factor.
Well, I mean, you think of someone like Napoleon, and the whole Napoleonic complex comes from him. So they probably attribute, if there
was
any truth.
But wasn't he like 3 feet?
He wasn't three. He was not 3 feet.
He was like 4 feet.
He was not the 4 feet.
How tall was he?
I think he was just probably below average height.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that he was
you
not.
You think he was a hobbit or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just probably shorter than the average Frenchman. And that probably is what some people say contributed to his, you know, personality and ego. Mm-hmm. And that's where the term, you know, the Napoleon complex comes from. Not to mansplain, but. You know, that is, I guess that. So to answer your question, that is.
Is that your Roman Empire?
Napoleon? No, my Roman Empire is the Roman Empire. I grew up.
You actually do like it?
I love the Roman Empire growing
That's
up.
That's a real thing. I thought that was a joke.
No, I grew up loving, you know, Julius Caesar and all that history.
Oh my God.
I played all the games, Age of Empires. I always loved playing as the Romans.
Name a woman.
Cleopatra?
I don't know. While we're doing trends, I thought I don't know if you pass.
Well, I thought Cleopatra was mainly because of Julius Caesar, but that
they alive around the same time?
They were romantically involved.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're the tea on the fucking...
And then Mark Antony also got involved in that, hence the play Antony and Cleopatra. And Cleopatra is a big part of Shakespeare's.
Is your Roman Empire.
Well, again, I don't think I'm the most read on the subject, but...
You know. In the world? Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, in general, too. I don't think I could really like quote a lot. I just know broad strokes, you know? Caesar getting assassinated, Ides of March, that kind of stuff.
But you know a lot.
Well, okay, sure.
I thought Cleopatra was alive like 5,000 years before that.
No, same time. They were...
Wow.
Well, again, I don't...
Talk about a power couple.
I'm not well-read enough to know if that's just like...
Well, I guess he was a horrible person, wasn't he?
That was. Caesar, well, he was, I mean... He was going around conquering people. So you're
Napoleon,
not,
though.
Napoleon too. Napoleon is interesting because I'm French in the sense that I spent some time there and I have a French passport, but I'm not like French. But that's
you speak French.
I do speak French, but based on what I know of from my French side and from the French people I know.
You love him.
They love him. The French love him.
Was he a bad guy?
Depends on who you ask, you know, like if you're in one of these other countries he tried conquering.
Was he a colonizer?
Again,
shocking how little I know.
I wouldn't say so because he was mainly trying to conquer around Europe. I might be wrong. Again, I'm not 100% sure he probably had ambitions of conquering the rest of the world. But from what I understand, most of Napoleon's wars took place in Europe. So I guess not really colonizer, but he was definitely going around trying to take over these other countries around him. So
my Roman Empire was like Anne Boleyn.
Oh yeah, we do. I am a big fan of. Well, I love
take
the Tudors.
Mine too.
No, we can have the same. But I do. I mean,
I don't
Henry
know anything about what you're talking about. I didn't. The Cleopatra Napoleon thing blows my mind. Hey, they might have been taller, shorter.
Maybe,
especially if he's like 5 foot.
You're thinking of
period.
You're confusing with Napoleon, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Napoleon.
They weren't dating together.
Napoleon and Cleopatra weren't dating.
That's what I was saying.
I say Caesar and Cleopatra.
No, I was talking about Napoleon.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah.
I was like, I thought she was 5,000 years before.
She was more than 5,000 years before.
How many?
I would say probably like, no, actually less. Napoleon was what, like the 1600s, 1700s? I might be wrong.
That's why I was
shocked. Cleopatra was before, but was in the BC days. So.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So you were right. Well, I think we're confused because I thought you were shocked by the fact that Caesar and Cleopatra were together.
No, that's less shocking than Napoleon.
Okay. I can see why you're so shocked. Okay. Well, that explains a lot.
Oh,
I was like, wow,
man.
Okay. Yeah. No, no. They were.
I was like, wow, my history's fucked up. Napoleon goes way back. I didn't know.
No, I thought
I was crazy.
Okay, but anyways, my point is to answer your question.
Caesar, we don't know his height. Get to the bottom of that for us, will you? Let us know. Maybe they're the original tall, short couple. I bet you onto these kings. You're a king.
Oh, yeah.
The king is just whatever comes out. So you're going to get someone.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to get like the cream of the crop.
Well, this is actually a perfect segue, speaking of kings, to talk about the question about whether or not the term short king.
Short king.
Is a little... Sweetie likes that.
Good segue.
If it's I can't take full credit for this question. Oh, she's coming back for another one.
That's a bad high five.
She's coming back for this one, but
how do you feel?
Well, things I want to first give shout out to one of our friends, Maddie Riri. Oh, Maddie Real.
That's his, yeah, we don't talk about that name anymore.
He doesn't like going by the name Maddie Riri anymore. Matt Real. He's on the he posed this question to us on a game night. Maybe it was him, or did I pose it to him after hearing it from someone else? Anyways, the question is because Matt is also 5'8".
Is he?
Yeah, he wore the same height.
Hmm.
But the question was basically, do you find the term short king patronizing? It's a term I don't actually hear very much because, again, I think I am average height. And that's not just copium. That's
why are you smiling when you say that?
I'm just smiling.
And what's copium?
Copium? I mean, I heard that. It's like, maybe it's more on the internet. I'm on the internet too much. But it's like when you, let's say you say something, you know, to cope with something, you know.
Copium, sweetie. I thought you were speaking Greek to me.
No.
To say, I get it.
No, but I'm saying, Latin. Yeah. Well, Greek was its own language too.
Oh, fuck. I took Latin in high school.
Greek is still an existing language. Yeah. I hope you know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I'm trying to trace where these people were.
Anyways.
Rome. Greece. No, I mean, Italy.
Italy. Yes. It's just very separate empires.
All right. Leave me alone. Don't yell at me. Don't give me a hard time. It didn't
happen.
My
point is, the question is, do you find the term short king patronizing or offensive? But
do you...
Personally, I don't hear it very much. The times I have heard it, I don't really care too much for it. Not in the sense like I didn't bother me. Mm. But now that I will say I was doing some research and Googling this and seeing what people thought online. I will say that a lot of people a lot of the answers were on the Reddit subreddit short. They were asking this question. And a lot of them did find it a little condescending and patronizing. And I get it, actually. I mean, it's kind of like, for them, it's kind of like, oh, short king.
Oh, God. Well, if you say it like that, the person deserves to be beheaded.
Well, I think it's, they were
somebody pats you on the head, well, ever.
No one's patting these guys on the head, but that's what they were trying to say on these forums. They were saying it feels like you're like,
oh, cute.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it has that sort of like that inference, like, oh,
no, but
cute.
See, I hear it and I hear like, oh, short king. He's Barry Keoghan, short king.
Barry Keoghan.
Okay, I said Keegan, and then someone made me change it to Keoghan.
We'll have to bring him on the podcast and ask him.
Which is it? Keegan.
I think it's Keegan.
I was saying Keegan. Someone corrected me.
Either way.
I think I'm dumb in this episode.
Oh, I see what you mean. See, but the...
I'm really not dumb, I swear.
She's not. She's very smart.
Nobody's going to believe that after what they've just heard. Just don't ask me about Julius Caesar, Napoleon, or Cleopatra.
Or the Greeks.
No, I fixed that. Please. Short king.
I get what you're saying though there too though. I do get that. I see what you mean. I guess it depends on the way it's used, I guess, or maybe even the vocal inflections make a difference, because the way you said it sounds a lot better than the way I was saying it. Like, oh, short king.
I hear it in Joyce's voice. Like, go off, short king.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But they're not saying it to me.
Yeah, I get it.
Go off, tall queen.
And go on, and I'll pull up some quotes directly from the Reddit.
Yeah. Okay, you're pulling up the Reddit. Well, basically, bottom line is like, okay, here's a way I can hear it sounding icky. When like somebody who like very obviously only dates people that are over 6 feet, you're talking to them. I'm putting you in the painted picture. You're talking to your friend. You're both single, or your friend has a significant other that is over 6 feet. And you show them someone you matched with on a dating app, and they happen to be like 5'8", 5'9". And then your friend goes, oh, okay, short king. Then I'm like, short king. I'm like, is it rude to say if you don't know the person? I don't know. Because then it's like, oh, okay, you're really drawing a lot of attention to the fact that person is shorter than 6 feet, basically, is what they call short king, right? Like under 5'9".
I don't know. I'm sure that...
But do you know what I mean? Like, would that be offensive? I could be like, oh, okay, short king. That's like, oh, why you bring up the person's height?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like also, okay, here's another thing. If it's like, okay, in the pictures of the Saltburn premiere where you have Barry Keoghan and you have Jacob Elordi, who's like 6'5" or 6'6". Barry's never looked shorter in his life because he's next to a fucking human, the giving tree as a person. And it's like, okay, but he still looks hot. Go off, short king. Then it's like, okay, you're not just bringing up the person's height out of nowhere. Or they could be like, Barry's a short king. Then I'm like, okay, you mean that. Because it's obvious that he's short compared to Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
But if he's just walking down the street getting groceries, and you're like, go off, Short King. Then it's like,
yeah.
Why you got to bring it up?
I'm very curious to know what you all think in the chat. You know, I'm curious. What do you think? Do you think the term Short King, if you were on the receiving end of it and you were a shorter man, would you find it a little patronizing, a little condescending? I'm going to just read some of the answers. Sorry. No, go on.
I was just saying, can you imagine going up to like one of your girlfriends and be like, go off, Short Queen?
Well, you know what? I will quote this, and this is not my words. This is someone else's words on this Reddit. And so, and I'm not saying this is equatable, but this is what this person's saying. But it's similar to what you're saying. It's saying, this person says, and I quote, as a 5'7" male, personally, I hate it, the term short king. And I have the urge to just go, okay, fat queen. Does that sound offensive? That's how it feels. That's what this person said, not me.
Whoa.
That does kind of, I mean, like,
it's, I see what they're doing. I see what they're doing there. Wow. Yeah, that's fucking, that's intense.
Yeah, it changes it, doesn't it?
Okay, you know what? I wonder how much of this is about how much more it is normalized for men to pick on each other's physical appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Because
there's definitely a gender part of this.
There's a gender part of this, like in the locker room, be like, oh, tiny dick. Oh, you're short. Oh, you're so weak. You're scrawny. Mm. In a girl's locker room, okay, yeah, there are definitely bullies out there. But for the most part, I'm not going to be like, hey.
But isn't it known that women, girls in high school can
But as pals.
Oh, as friends, amongst friends.
Not bullies, but like as friends. I'm not going to be like, oh, shit, look, you gained weight, dude. Like, oh, I'm not so going to say it to a girl. Guys will be like, oh, you're getting
friends. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, amongst friends. Guys sure, might be more likely maybe. To be like, oh.
To rib on each other.
Where's your hair going?
Yeah.
You're losing your hair.
Sure,
oh, you're putting on some weight. Girls, and it's like with guys, I don't know, maybe it really does hurt, but it seems like guys just bounce right off each other.
I guess definitely. I can agree that I think guy friends rib each other more than girlfriends.
So maybe that's probably why when a woman is like, given a physical, when you make a negative comment about a woman, and we're not as like conditioned to be like, oh, ha ha ha, that's so funny. Also because women's physical appearance is a larger
piece of her
pie,
of course,
as a woman in society.
And I mean, that's, it's own episode for sure.
No, it's part of this episode.
Well, it's part of this episode, but I'm also talking about just like the way women are talked about and their bodies are talked about. I mean, that's much, it's a much bigger issue than the way men are. Not that men's bodies aren't commented on as well, but
of course,
you know.
But I'm just trying to make it, I'm trying to point something out.
Totally. But it's an interesting point that they bring up.
But I agree with them at the same time. I would never say that.
Yeah, I mean, think about, that was a bit of a mic drop on their part. So on the subreddit, Reddit short, these are what some people feel on there about the term short king. And so I'm just quoting verbatim. I'm not saying I necessarily agree or disagree with them, but I just would like to get Merle's thoughts and yours in the comments too. But the main post says, the short kings thing comes from a good place, but it's misdirected. I get what they're doing. They want to elevate us by giving all these lavish praises and titles to make up for heightism. But it's attacking the wrong issue. I don't want praise. I don't want people to pump up my ego and tell me how awesome short guys are or how we're better than everyone else. No, what I want is to be treated normal. I want to walk in a store and not have people smirk as they look up and down. I want girls to not pat me on the head and use it as an armrest jokingly when we all go out to bars. I want employers to, and he actually links a study here, I want employers to not subconsciously pay me an average of $790 less per year than a comparable tall dude. So I guess there are statistics, apparently. I don't know what his source here is, but he does link to something. This is not the same as wanting to be treated like fake royalty or having people heap compliments on me just because they are trying to do the right thing, in quotes. And I kind of get that.
I get it.
And I think people in the comments here kind of agreed. Another person says here, it's like a pat on the head for a child, which is what I was kind of...
If somebody pats earlier. You on the head... You better fuck you.
Well, I think in this case too, this is more like a feels like a metaphorical pat on the head. But I'm sure, like he's saying, he's been pat on the head. So
don't pat people on the head.
Yeah, I've never been pat on the head. Thank God.
My God.
Maybe because I'm not as short as some of these guys. But
yeah.
If someone pat me on the head, especially because as we've covered in the past, when it comes to Buddhism, you know, in Asian culture, we don't touch each other's heads. If someone pat me on the head, that actually would. I'm not quick to anger.
He wants to punch him.
But I would say something for sure. Another person says, it is fake and saccharine. Saccharine's a good choice of words.
Saccharine, that means sweet.
Overly sweet.
I know, so, don't correct me.
Well, you said sweet.
I already look dumb in this episode. I'm trying to show people that I know things. Please. Yes, why do you have to do that? I take back everything. You can talk shit about short people.
I'm average. but But it's, I mean, it is fake and saccharine, as they said. And I guess, again, it goes back to the point where it's like, and someone else here says, I just think it starts sounding cheesy after the third or fourth time hearing it. And I guess maybe it does after a little bit, like, Short King.
Like, okay, let's just, like, put one thing out there. Obviously, there's so many other things that are more horrible to call people.
That's
obviously
true.
We're just doing an episode based on height. So if you're like, oh, this isn't that big of a deal, why are you guys so upset? It's like, yeah, because we're doing a whole episode about height standards. That's why. You know, I could just, I'm online too much. I can read the comments before I get them.
Yeah, but that said, there are people in the comments here who say they like it. Another person says, I want to be a king. So,
oh, they are?
Someone says that, you know.
I want to be a king too. Sounds sick. I think it's just a matter of, like, if you're calling someone a short king, you're just bringing, you're making, I think they said it best when they said, I just want to be treated normal.
Yeah.
Can I just be a king?
Yeah.
You're a fucking king.
Yeah, we love
you're
it.
You're a fucking short king. It's like,
yeah, I saw someone else in the comments basically saying, like, it's like putting the term king after an insult, because I guess short has negative connotations, doesn't make it better. Mm-hmm. Essentially that, you know.
And also, ultimately, like, let's just remember, be sensitive to people. Like, be sensitive to people, you know? I understand, I have a little, I have a horse in this race because I'm dating someone who's shorter than me, and also because when I was in eighth grade, I was taller than everyone and super skinny. I would eat everything to try to, like, fill out, but I looked kind of emaciated. And this girl, Mary.
My pants have been unzipped.
Mine too. This girl, Mary, I won't say her last name, but she called me an anorexic giant.
Oh my God.
And I was like, fuck, dude. Like, fucking I already feel like I stick out like a sore thumb. To say something like that is just so nasty, you know? Yeah. So on the opposite, I know height is a privilege, but when you're in eighth grade and every single boy is shorter than you and all the girls are shorter than you and you feel like a fucking tree person, then I just know what it feels like to want to shrink to fit in.
Yeah.
And so it would be similar in this case. So just, like, stop commenting on people and making mean jokes about them based on things they can't change.
Yeah.
Just stop being mean.
Yeah.
I would never call someone a short king.
That's
to their face.
Yeah.
I've never called anyone a short king behind their back either. Personally.
The way you said it makes sense. If you had the way you said, I would never call it to their face makes it sound as if you do it.
Well, no. Okay, yeah, I know. But I genuinely
I've never heard Meryl call anyone a short king.
And I'm not saying, like, I don't hear you very, shouldn't say it. What?
I was gonna say, I've never heard you say it. I don't know anyone that actually really uses it. Maybe Joyce, maybe just because you said it, but I don't think even... I've actually never really heard anyone call... The only time I've ever heard it brought up is I think I have a vague memory of, like, on my Discord server, someone talking about just height in general and someone saying, well, Arya is a short king.
Mm. I think...
But,
listen, I get it. I genuinely get it because I have been known to... For my straight friends, girlfriends, I will often... point out to them that I think obsessing on someone over 6 foot is a waste of their time. Not just because they're all shorter than me, but also just because I just think there's so many other priorities that are important in finding a good partner. So I hear that person and I get it. And I would be frustrated if I was a guy and I was like 5'5" and all the time you just have to hear tall, dark, and handsome. Tall, dark, and handsome, like, day in, day out. And you're like, I get it. That is frustrating. There's literally nothing you can do about your height.
Unfortunately, I mean, we did talk about this briefly off camera, but unfortunately there is. There are medical procedures now, which, well, they've been around for a bit, but...
That's not real, though.
It is real. Merle doesn't seem to believe that these limb-lengthening surgeries, which is what I'm talking about, exist. People do now. Well, they have. This surgery, the limb-lengthening, was generally more for, like, when there wasn't, like... Like, it was from birth that there was maybe, like, an abnormal, like, discrepancy in, like, your limb length. And so that's what this, I think, the surgery was initially intended for. Mm. But now more and more people, I think, guys, because of the stigma around height, people are going out there and they're getting their limbs lengthened, which is a very...
That makes me sad. I don't like that.
It's a very painful surgery. Yeah. The rehab is intense. Yeah. There are TikTokers, guys that... You know, well, they will document, just like there are guys that document their, like, hair transplant journeys. There are guys that will document their limb lengthening journeys. And it's, I mean, it's a lot different than a hair transplant.
I'm scared. You know? I don't like it.
And so I can bring that up very briefly.
Please don't do that to your legs.
Yeah, the leg lengthening. Well, basically, the way it works is typically, and this is a description from Mount Sinai. So, reputable.
I want to hear a lot of this.
But yeah, just to sum it up, for those of you that don't know, yes, you can actually, and I believe this procedure generally can add maybe 2 to 3 inches to your height. Actually, this thing here says, according to Mount Sinai, it can add up to 6 inches of length to a leg.
Don't do it.
Surgery is done under general anesthesia, but basically the bit...
I don't like bone stuff.
Yes, you might want to skip ahead for
a minute. How about I take my headphones off?
You don't...
Oh, I can still hear you.
yeah. That's funny. She's covering her ears for anyone who's listening to the audio podcast. But basically, in this surgery, Merle's singing to herself so she can't hear. But in this surgery, basically, the bone to be lengthened is cut. Metal pins or screws are placed through the skin and into the bone. Pins are placed above and below the cut in the bone. Stitches are used to close the wound. A metal device is attached to the pins in the bone. It will be used later to very slowly, over months, pull the cut bone apart. This widens the space between the ends of the cut bone that will fill in with a new bone. When the leg has reached the desired length and has healed, another surgery is done to remove the pins. Not great. All right, we're done, Merle. But yeah, it is...
All I heard was screws, and I'm really glad I didn't listen to that.
Yeah, it's not great. And again, it's from what I understand, not only is the surgery painful, but it's also the rehab. I mean, you're doing it over months. Like, the initial surgery is just one part of it. It's you then, from what I understand, the metal device that's in your leg, the patient then has to, they have to manually, I guess, every day or something, they increase it by, a millimeter or something. They, just crank something. I might be wrong, but something about like that. Like, they have to do it themselves. And you're not able to fully walk for these months. And it's just it's not great at all. And of course, there's a lot of, here they list, Mount Sinai lists risks of the surgery include, bone growth restriction, which may cause short height, bone infection, injury to blood vessels, poor bone healing, nerve damage. And so, it's a big risk and a big change to your life. And I'm sure it's very expensive as well. Because of social stigma. And so it is sad, to Merle's point. It's very sad that there are guys out there that because of this culture...
Please don't do it.
That, stigmatizes shorter men, that they feel like they have to go through this, which is very sad.
And
don't know what the... I mean, I'm no medical professional, and this has been around, from what I understand, for at least a couple of decades. So maybe we do have a little bit more research on it, but I can't imagine we have too much research about the long-term effects of this. Like, what is it going to be like when this person is 70, 80?
I don't know. And what I is don't the
state
like
of their
it. Leg?
What are the state of their legs going to be? So anyways, I don't forget how we got to that, but we were just talking about, I guess... Oh, what you were saying how nothing can be done. Well, sadly, things can be done. People have tried getting things done. But it is unfortunate that that's kind of the stigma around it.
Please don't get it done, because I don't know what it is, because I was singing while he was describing it, but I don't like the sound of it, and I don't think you need it. I know you don't need it. There are plenty of people out there that don't care about the height. And I know from doing content around this in the past that there would be flooded with comments that say, it's easy to say nobody cares about my height, but nobody matches with me. Nobody this, nobody that. I get that it's hard out there. I understand, but it is not impossible. Doing work to build your confidence, there is nothing more attractive than somebody who is confident with what they're given. I know it's easier for some than others. I get that. But also being a decent human being, working on yourself, getting into a healthy routine, focusing and prioritizing your goals, all those things can boost up your score. Do you know what I mean? Like, height, you really can't do anything about, because we're not going to even acknowledge that that exists, because I don't think anybody needs to. Please don't do that. Unless you have a real medical reason, you have to do it, obviously. But I didn't think I would ever date someone that was shorter than me. And then this guy grew on me after months sitting across from him.
Metaphorically grew.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I will say, and I am the first person to point out injustices to women and how much emphasis is put on women's appearances and how it's fucked. Okay. But I do have sympathy for this short situation. And I am the first person to be vocal to straight female friends that are obsessed with height. Because oftentimes when they're like, oh, but he's under 6 foot, I'm like, what do you think of Aria then? What do you think of me? Do you think I'm settling? You know what I mean?
That's a good rebuttal.
I try not to pull that one out of nowhere. And people know by now not to, but oftentimes at first, it goes right over people's heads. They're like, oh my God, he's so tall. Or they're like, oh, he's 5'9". And I'm like,
5'8 over here.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm like, okay. What am I supposed to, like, do you want me to applaud if he's over 6 feet? Like, I don't, you know? Mm-hmm. And also, like, it just hurts my feelings because it makes me feel like you think Arya's less than. So it's like, that makes me upset. And so,
and we know I'm perfect.
So to people out there, be conscientious when you're talking about it. When you're talking about your dating preferences, if you have a dating preference, you know, anything really, be conscientious of the people you're around and like, and question them. Why do you have them? If you are 5'2", do you need to date someone who's 6'2"? Do you need to date someone that's 5'11"? Do you need to date someone that's 5'8"? You could date someone, if you want them to be taller, then you've got a whole ladder of inches there. Mm-hmm. Or are you more concerned with how other people will feel about your partner if they're not 6 foot? Mm-hmm. Is it for you? Is it because of society? You know, that's a larger question. And I'm not saying you're not allowed to have preferences. Like, you can't want to date someone who's taller than you. But I do think if you're going to be complaining and be like, I can't find the right person, I don't know why, but I won't date anyone under 6 foot. It's like, okay.
Wow. And the same can be said for guys that are like, oh, I can't find anyone, but they have all these crazy, you know, parameters for the perfect woman in their eyes. So, I mean,
it's just in general. Yeah. It's like, open your mind.
But I guess specifically this conversation, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think while I personally haven't really battled the insecurities around height, you know, I definitely have a lot of sympathy for guys that do. One of my friends told me about an experience he had, and he's shorter than average. And he was talking about how one time he went out to a bar with his friend, and, you know, he went up to just a woman to you know, talk to her as you do at a bar, and she pushed him, physically pushed him, and she said, "Ha, you're too small for me."
Ew, what the hell?
I know. And he said his feelings were really hurt, and he had to just walk away. I mean, yeah. And so, like, that's a thing that happens.
Awful.
And, you know,
that's just cruel.
Yeah, it is cruel. And thing is, like, I think it's fucked up that the woman did that and said that, but in her eyes, like, she was laughing about it. Like, it's like, like, she didn't think it was a crazy thing to, you know?
That said, there are a lot of women that will date guys that are shorter than them, or yeah, guys that are their height, or guys that are taller than them that just aren't 6 foot. And a lot of this whole 6 foot thing is like the classic Disney princess tale as old as time, where the prince is always like 6'2", you know what I mean? And white and straight. And so that's like what so many people were conditioned to be looking for. And so it's just another one of those things we're conditioned into. So we got to look at it more often, and just look about how you talk about height around people. You know, you don't know who you could be offending. I know it's like, you can't say anything without offending anyone. It's like, okay, well, but you don't have to be a dick either. You know, you don't have to be a dick about it. And I'm not saying, again, women who are looking for a man, you can have preferences, but just stop tearing people down based on their height and stop complaining about having no options when you are not entertaining anyone under a certain, it's not a roller coaster ride.
No, you slammed your hand down there. But I think that's also kind of the conclusion I would draw as well, which is like, okay, if you really, as a woman, just are not physically attracted to someone who is shorter than you, you know, yeah, fine.
Fine.
But at least, I don't know, just...
just don't go advertising it. Don't go making fun of guys that are shorter than you or your height or just aren't 6 feet. Just stop. Stop it.
But in an ideal world, open yourself up.
But also, you know, guys, yeah, just stop. I don't know. Just like, it's usually not funny or cool, really, in general, when you are like airing your preferences that are like society's standards. Mm-hmm. Just because it reinforces standards that are impossible for people to meet, you yeah know? And again, I'm not saying you can't talk about things. Talk to your friends if you, you know, but just be mindful. Just be mindful. That's it. Be mindful. Be normal about it. Don't be like an asshole. That's it. And don't make other people feel bad for dating people that are their height or shorter than them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
That's a perfect place to wrap up.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, as always, everyone, for tuning in, watching, listening. We appreciate you being here. Please leave us your thoughts in the comments. We'd love to hear.
Are you in a relationship where the person is shorter than you? Are you in a queer relationship? And does height matter more or less? Does it a thing still?
How do you feel if you are a shorter person? How do you feel about the term short king? And even if you're not a short king, let me know what your usage of it and your thoughts are when you use the term, if you are someone that uses it.
If you're a tall queen, have you patted a guy on the head? Tell us the truth.
Yeah. We'd love to hear your thoughts as always. Leave a comment down below. You know, make sure to follow, like, leave a review, please, if you haven't already.
Yeah, please. A nice one. And if you say anything about how stupid I sounded in this episode, I'm going to find you and I'm going to hunt you down. She and would. I'm going to pat you on the head.
Ah, I like that, sweetie. Yes, thank you very much, everyone. And of course, if you haven't joined our Patreon, of course, already,
you know, make you sure really you should,
because we are about to go into our Patreon only segment where we sing a song for them and we do a relationship probing, intimate conversation starter.
We crack open our minds.
So check out the Patreon.
We do basically, it's like a truth or dare, but it's just a truth every time.
Yes. A deep soul exposing
a deep
truth. But yes, check out the Patreon if you haven't. But either way, we appreciate you being here on Borderline Inappropriate. And we will
and we don't care what height you are.
We love you. We love everyone.
We love you.
Just the way they are, except for the couple of people that have pissed me off in this life.
And yeah, and the people that...
And Mary.
And Mary. I want to say her last name, but I won't.
Ah, no, we won't do that. We're better than that.
I hope she's a better person today. She's probably just really insecure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's life. Lots of love, everyone.
Lots of love, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.